Hello, this is Jack and JoJo with our first ever Mike and Ely with the Beezlebums. Unfortunately, Mike is a little sick today.
I'm the substitute.
But we got JoJo in the studio. This is Jack, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to start off with one of my favorite songs by Raylan Baxter, Hey Larocco.
Tonight I wanna kill some time. Unlike every time I've done before. On a clear day you might see me in a cage on a yellow brick road. Wishing I had someone to adore. Oh, the trouble I can find in Baltimore. It was a Friday night, Charlie Avenue bullfight. A lightning bolt to Mike LaRocco's head. He was angry at a friend of mine. I'ma save you when I have the time. The Jesus freaks, they taught me everything. But I swear to God, he died there. Closing down on me. Hey, LaRocco, why'd you rat me out? Now I'm in trouble. Don't you fail me now. I'm the only ace around. I know you wanna bring me down. Hey, I got a big gold rock in the bank. Just because I dress like them, it don't mean I was made of millions. What about the little kid I was saving? He was the one misbehaving. And now I lay on the concrete floor behind the 9-foot iron door. LaRocco, why'd you rat me out? Now I'm in trouble. But please, brother, don't you fail me now. Hey, LaRocco, why'd you rat me out? Now I'm in trouble. But don't you fail me now. I'm the only ace around. I know you wanna.
That was Hey Loraco by Raylan Baxter. He's one of my favorite artists. And next up is JoJo's favorite song, After the Love Is Gone by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
One of the greatest ever written.
You're not wrong there. Let's take a listen. Call this part of the show Tuesday Vibes.
Just you wait for the sax solo.
I'm waiting.
It's at the very end.
Deep inside we knew our love was true for a while. We paid no mind to the past. We knew love would last every night. Something right.
You ready for this key change?
Would invite us to begin the day. Something happened along the way. We used to be happy with sand. Never knew that what was wrong, oh baby, wasn't right. We tried to find what we had. Till the sadness was all we shared. We were scared this affair would lead our love into something.
Listening to the song.
Crazy. He's about to go. It's a classic Earth, Wind, and Fire song.
It is, and this song was jazz that was written for plants, produced for plants, and is listened to by humans.
Yeah, we got some interesting vibes going on tonight, I think, Jack.
We do.
Plant Jazz, some Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Hey, we're putting the free back in Freeform Radio.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
So right now, if I was a plant, I feel like I would be like, I'm digging the hole right now. I'm making the soil tender.
Yeah. The sun is slowly, you know, gazing down on us.
Precisely. We're on the way to Home Depot, picking up a few seeds, maybe sunflower, maybe green beans.
Ooh, yeah, I can see that.
What are you planting, Jojo?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a big, you know, flower guy. I don't know. Some lettuce, some carrots. I like the feeling of digging some carrots.
Oh. And now they're growing.
Triumphantly. Plant Jazz!
Plant Jazz! I am jazzed by Plant Jazz. This next song JoJo showed me yesterday, and it got me grooving. Now we're moving to the sky, like a bumblebee.
Yeah, like a little jazz for insects, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This next song is called Bumble Buddies. It's by Jacob Mann, and it's a new favorite of mine.
Yeah, it's great. you hear that bass?
Damn, that's a fantastic song, JoJo.
Never thought you'd heard a B keyboard solo, did you, Jack?
I never did.
Yeah.
Right before JoJo says our PSA, you are able to call in if anybody wants to. I know my entire family that lives in Chicago is listening because they're constantly texting me. But if you want to call in, the number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Now, JoJo, how can I stay safe?
Yeah, okay. So I think this PSA is less about safety and more about just something to be aware about. Numbers to think about. The world wealth distribution. And it says here, the world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. According to an Oxfam International report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men owned the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. That's crazy, and it's only gotten worse in recent years. It's really something to think about. It's really, like, just absolutely crazy. The wealth inequality is nuts. I mean, I know a lot of people, like one Garrett Martin, I think who's listening in Maine, is doing his best. But it looks like we got a call coming
in. Have a call. I'm going to put on the next song. It's Julia by Mountjoy, and we will get to your call in 1 second.
Straighten my sweater, fix my spine, step up in line. I'm ordering food high, and I don't know why I'm so nervous. I won't make it, 'cause that's my favorite waitress. Those big brown eyes, I don't know what I ordered, but she's smiling like I can't afford it. Ooh, I'm addicted to TED Talk, waiting for lift off, but I don't know if it's due. 'Cause I just lost my mind in the fluorescent lights. All my life in my mind, a river running free like rapids. But Julia, fix me a blue sky in the warm sun, and I'll be back now.
That was Julia by Mountjoy. They're one of my personal favorites. I took a gap year, so did JoJo, and
yes,
they really did help me get through the gap year. Now, JoJo is not my usual co-host, but I'm very glad he's here. The reason he's here is because he is in a fantastic... First of all, the reason he's here is because he's a fantastic friend of mine.
Yeah.
The next reason he's here is because he's in a new Tufts band called Land Urchin. They're fantastic. When's your next gig?
We actually have our first real gig coming up this Friday. It's Friday the 22nd. For all you Tufts people listening, I'm not sure how many there are. But we will be playing on the Residential Quad at 150, and then we're playing the Ghostly Gala in the Sophia Gordon Room at, I think, 7 o'clock, and be there. And it's gonna be electric. We're playing originals. We're playing some covers. It's gonna be a good time.
Hello? One sec. Give me a sec, and I will talk to you in a sec. One sec, sorry. Sorry about that. So JoJo, what kind of music does Land Urchin play?
So Land Urchin, I would say it's not necessarily music I'm super familiar with playing. I myself am a jazz trained pianist, and Land Urchin, we're like kind of in the indie pop realm, I would say. So yeah, we have some covers, we have some originals. We're playing Beatles, we're playing Cage the Elephant. All sorts of really cool stuff. We sound great. Really a bunch of super talented musicians. So
what do you
time.
Play in the band?
Yeah, so I play keyboards.
And can you play with your toes?
I've never tried. I've played some layman's jazz with my toes, but I've never really played Land Urchin music with my toes. That might have to make a debut appearance this Friday.
All right. I would love to see it. One last kind of school of thought, as you could say. You're a pretty good whitewater kayaker, you'd say, right?
I would say I'm fairly competent at whitewater kayaking.
What would you pick as a genre of music if you had to encompass whitewater kayaking as a whole?
A genre of music to encompass whitewater kayaking. Well, see, I think, you know, whitewater kayaking is really about going with the flow and listening to the river and kind of being aware of the things around you. I think, you know, folk music is a really great vibe, and some, like, you know, some folky jazz, some, you know, just laid back beats sort of stuff. I think that gets me going, and it gets me chilled out and relaxing. So,
well, I'm glad you say that. We do have a few songs this week that are chilled, laid back. Next up, we have LAX by Wolfpack, probably
a great song.
My all-time band. So yeah, this is LAX by Wolfpack. she goes absolutely crazy. That was LAX by Wolfpack, and coming up now is my actual co-host calling in from his bed, Evan Fleischer. Evan, can you hear us? Or should I say Mike?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
All right, Mike, how's it going? I'm sorry that you've been bedridden, and you did make it in the studio, but unfortunately, you felt like you had to leave.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Ely. I'm tuning in from Tillman Bed, calling in. Thanks for taking it. I'm enjoying the show so far. You're doing a great job, you and JoJo. I gotta say, great music choice so far. My plants really enjoyed the plant jazz. They definitely grew a little stronger, and they'll definitely be tuning in.
You know, Evan, that's what we love to hear. And you know, we miss you. We're praying for your recovery. And we know the show will be infinitely better next year. You know, I know you have some wicked chemistry with Jack, but I feel honored to be here today.
He's no Mike, let me tell you.
I'm no Mike, it's true.
Yeah, doing a great job subbing in.
All right, well, thank you. Feel better, I'll see you later. Tilton Thursdays, be there or be square.
Oh, Tilton Thursday.
Thursdays. Next up.
Absolutely, anyone welcome.
Next up, we got a revivalist song. It's "Wish I Knew You." Another one of my bands that helped me get through the gap year for sure. Just, I don't know, even know how to. They got like the slide guitar. They got the steel guitar. They got just like a whole bunch of everything.
So, Jack, what did you do on your gap year?
So, on my gap year, I worked at Pagoda Red, fine antique Asian antique furniture gallery in Chicago, and then I also backpacked, ski pack, and rafted.
Crazy stuff, man. Crazy.
Yeah, I was in Arizona, Utah, Colorado, lived in igloos for 9 days. The whole shebang, the whole granola, you know.
And here we are in Medford.
91.5 WFO in Medford.
Yes, sir.
Exactly,
yeah.
Where we are.
Yep.
Well, this is the Revivalists. My baby. Just kidding. That was Wolfpack, and now the Revivalists.
Goddamn.
That was Wish I Knew You by The Revivalists. Next up is another, is my probably my favorite folk band right now, Camp with an extra A. They're all a bunch of nice guys that all met up at Camp from Ohio, and they recorded an album one day.
They're blowing up. They're blowing up right
they
now.
They are. They're coming to Boston in December. I really hope to see them. They're just, you can't listen to them and be like, I want to be inside. You're listening to them, and you're like, I want to be surrounded by trees. And the forest animals, nothing else. Not even clothes on me. Just nature. Yes, this is sir. So cool by Camp with an extra A.
Like a fool when you're happy, snap your fingers along to your favorite song. You look so cool when you do that. Feel so good that you can do no wrong. We hate the law. We hate those rules they made for us. Bent them all. Cause breaking rules is still so cool to us. Spent last fall picking apples off of the tree and into the bar. Reminded me of picking apples. You fell out of the tree and into my arms. We hate the law. We hate those rules they made for us. Bent them all. Cause breaking rules is still so cool to us.
Every time I listen to this song, I just wanna. Really gets your clap going.
You know last Christmas, oh, I should have kissed you.
Oh, I should have kissed you.
And I was so afraid for the longest time, babe, that I missed you. We hate the law. We hate those rules they made for us. Bent them all. Cause breaking rules is still so cool to us.
That was So Cool by Camp. This next song is by this band that I just stumble upon one day. They're called Out of Pocket. They're also based out of like my hometown, and it's just like a total coincidence that I'm playing them on the radio. Because like this band like has less than like 100 listeners.
Wouldn't it be weird if they blew up? You
but
know?
Lewis Capaldi also really likes their music to the point where he posted their music on his story. So wouldn't it just be like so random if I played this song that like I may or may not have written with my friend and may or may not have recorded?
What?
It's just this next song's an absolute banger. It's called Phenom by Out of Pocket. It's about a vegan robot invading the planet.
Let's go.
That was, spoiler alert, that was my song.
It's so good. Jack, you're so talented.
My friend Paniotis Constantine Drosos from home, he wrote that, but we all contributed. And yeah, it was a blast. We recorded it and we spread the word. This next song was requested by my buddy Max here. It's called Pretty Girl. Pretty Girl by Claro. And yeah, let's give it a listen.
Yeah.
That was Pretty Girl by Claro. Great song. Thank you, Max, for the recommendation. And Jojo's got a little thing to say about this next song.
Yeah, so this next group is they're a brother duo from Maine. They play folk music. Some of my favorite music that's out there really reminds me of home. I've met these guys. They're great guys. They're wicked talented. It's just the two of them. They do all of this live looping. They do this crazy live. They're recording. Their studio songs are amazing. And this is just one of the happiest songs I've ever heard. You know, it's a perfect, like, fall weather, windows down, you know, cool breeze, but good vibes.
It is sweater weather right now, and sweater weather is the best weather.
Yeah. Oh, it's so pretty out there.
So next up is Ellie by the Oshima Brothers.
Yes.
A hometown friend of JoJo. Let's listen.
Yeah.
Call you when I get into your county. Looking for a place to lay a while. Take me into all the corners of your daydream. Pull me in to listen to a heartbeat. Long enough to lose all track of time. I can't stand one more sleepless night alone. Getting closer to you. Since you kissed me, put your name in ink below my shirt sleeve. Told me I could call you anytime. And I'm driving at 65, 'cause you said come and get me. I can't say I've been on the road for miles, you told me to call you when I get into your county. Looking for a place to lay a while.
Yeah, so that's the Oshima Brothers. They've got a lot of great music out there. Definitely recommend checking them out.
I'm glad you showed them to us. This next guy, Theo Katzman, he is actually a member of Wolfpack but has a fantastic solo career. He breaks out an open tuning and slide guitar in this song. I can't sit down when I listen to this song. It's one of my favorites. This is You Could Be President by Theo Katzman.
He's nuts.
Crazy intro. Just
look him up on YouTube.
Just keep those socks on your feet.
Yeah.
Wait. Ready. Unknown into the
So step right up and just take your claim. And I'm gonna teach you how to play the game. Just throw your punches and have no hesitance. Follow hunches in spite of evidence. Of the solar, it's just a private residence. And you could be president.
That was You Could Be President by Theo Katzman, one of my favorites. Heartbreak Hits is just one of my favorite albums of all time. Have you listened to it?
Yeah, it's a great record. Amazing.
There's not a bad song on it. You can go all the way through.
Theo is so talented.
Beyond. I mean, he does that thing where he like sings and plays the guitar at
and
the
drums,
same time.
And
drums.
Keyboards. And,
he's a multi-instrumental talent.
Crazy.
I thought this next song is a very fitting song. It's by one of my other favorite bands, Lawrence. They're like a brother-sister soul pop duo from New York. It's called The Last Song, and this is going to be the last song of the night.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This has been The Beezlebums with Mike and Ely called it. With The Beezlebums with Ely and Mike called in. And, this next song is called The Last Song by Lawrence.
Left to say, we need to make a change. I tried to rearrange, but it just feels the same. I miss you bad, but something's wrong. It feels so good to say that this is the final song, and that is why I
goodbye and start anew. This is my last song for you. My last song for you. I'm going to Amsterdam. Well, you're not on my idioms is gonna ever set me free, and that is why, oh, I have to try and see it through. Oh, this is my last song for you. My last song for you. This is my last song.
I was wrong about you. I was wrong.